This podcast is brought to you by Geek2Geek, the online social and dating site for geeks and people who want to meet them. From Raleigh, North Carolina, it's The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to the Monday edition of The Lost Podcast. My name is Jay.
And I have a stomachache.
Yeah, because somebody had a banana split when he knows banana splits wreak havoc on his stomach.
Yeah, but I couldn't resist. Someone goes, I'm going to Dairy Queen. I go,
banana split.
Banana split. Minus whipped cream, but add the hot fudge.
Oh, just you're going to make it some hot fudge later
just before we recorded. So, yeah, I'm on my A game right now.
Oh, man.
Actually, it gets my juices going.
Yeah, so here we are, less than a week before the season, last part of the season.
3 days.
I know, isn't it insane?
Because today
we have nothing. Nothingness.
Nothing.
It's kind of sad, isn't it?
Well, we had the new Ramblecast.
For those of you who want to check that out, it's jayandjack.com/Ramblecast or search Ramblecast in iTunes.
Yes.
For the last ever Ramblecast.
Last one?
Yeah, we kind of did that. The last minute, we were like, hey, let's say goodbye to the Ramblecast.
Yeah, let's say goodbye. And I was listening to podcasts all day today, and you know, I learned listening to the Metro Buzz today that horses have feet, according to Jay.
I messed up feet. This is all the same thing.
Yeah.
So
did he break his foot?
Yeah, so there's the last Ramblecast up there, and we talk about the new Jay and Jack show, and we'll talk about the new Jay and Jack show a little bit at the end of the show.
Right.
But we have a lot of listener feedback we're going to get into today. We have a new listener theory of the week. And Jack, did you say you have another crackpot theory
not
of the week?
I have a couple theories. I was actually listening to Darmalars today.
Uh-huh.
A little disappointed.
Why?
Because they talked about nothing but Lost.
Whoa.
I mean, from start to finish, it was their third year prediction.
Yeah, I listened to it too.
I didn't watch it because it was a podcast.
We were driving
around. It was a vidcast.
Yeah,
and
listening. I listened to it too.
Oh, never mind. We're screwing up the joke.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm listening to it, and start to finish, it was nothing about Lost.
Wow.
I said, so what is that like? The next podcast Jay and Jack do won't be a recap? What's the world coming to?
But they had some stuff that was kind of far.
They had
out
a prediction out there, and actually, it was I sent an email to someone because they were saying, "What do you, how do you think Sun got her money?" And I said, "Actually, Ralph kind of stole my thunder, because his prediction is spoiler alert if you want to listen to Darmalars, but he said that maybe Hurley gave all his money to Sun, and I'm going to expand on that theory. I have a different before he even said that, and before he even wrote the email. After I wrote the email, I started thinking. I go, you know what it was? You know how Sun got control of that company?
Okay.
Ben's behind it.
We got a call like that.
Oh, do we?
Yeah.
Really?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Then never mind. So we'll forget about that one.
I'm pretty sure we have a call on that. Or I don't know if I actually made it to the final cut, but I know we had a call, Ben.
Because I've listened to no calls. I've had no time just answering the cat, trying to catch up with the emails. So anyway.
So if that call doesn't, I'm pretty sure we did have one like that. So if it isn't on there, then I guess you can claim it for yourself.
Well, that if someone called in, then I can't claim it because they're going to think
I'm pretty
I
sure that's
it.
What it was. I just may have been confused, but I'm pretty sure it was Ben.
Anyway, I start thinking, I go, well, it had to be because Ben, you know, was able to get Saeed on his side.
Yeah.
I bet you it was old Ben got together with Sun saying that Widmore was responsible for Jin's death.
Okay, well, Ralph and Ben gave their finale predictions. What's your finale prediction?
I think it's going to end in about on Thursday night at 11 o'clock.
Okay, just last scene. What do you think the last scene is going to be?
I really don't. I think Locke is going to somehow screw the pooch.
Okay.
I think he's gonna get fooled into doing. He's getting tricked into doing something.
Okay.
And he's gonna somehow screw the pooch.
Mm-hmm.
I that's what I think.
Okay. I think we are going to learn who's in the coffin, which is already been said. It's already been said. We're gonna learn who's in the
spoiler
coffin.
Spoiler alert.
It's been a while ago we learned that. But I think whatever it is, the end of this episode is gonna set up for what's gonna happen next season. And we've heard how the fifth season is going to be about why they have to get back to the island. So I guess when we do learn who's in the coffin, the big reveal will be why they have to get back to the island.
So now if they have to get back to the island, so there's going to be people still alive on the island.
Well, that doesn't necessarily mean there's still people on the island. There's just a reason for them to get back to the island.
So are we to assume that if they all die, then we're only have five more people? Well, we know Ben, Saeed, Hurley, Jack, Kate, Aaron, and Sun.
Mm-hmm.
And
are like, off the island.
All off the island.
And it's kind of assumed that there's still people on the island because Jack said Sawyer decided to stay behind.
Hmm. Yes, that's true. So, And then I was reading Doc Art's little blog today, and Matthew Fox, I guess it's been rumored for a long time, he claims he knows the ending.
Really?
He says he knows it. So I was making a note, next time we meet up with Matthew Fox, which would,
next
be, the,
time.
Which would be the first time.
The first time.
Get him really drunk. What do you think?
I think it's a plan that might work.
Yeah, so we get him really drunk.
And for anybody out there, ever meets Matthew Fox, just get him really drunk.
Get him really drunk, and you find out the answer to Lost. There you
email
go.
Email us at lostpodcast@gmail.com.
But I was thinking about Frank Lapidus. I don't know if this has been brought up. Maybe this is a call.
Okay.
I don't know. But Frank was good friends with the pilot, right?
Yes, he was.
Okay. Why didn't he ever ask if the pilot's alive?
That's a good question.
Has he asked that? I don't know. Has that been asked? And I just don't remember.
But, not that
but
I
now
recall.
Now that he knows there are survivors, why wouldn't you go to Michael, hey, do you remember seeing the pilot? Or to Kate, hey, do you remember?
Maybe that was like discussed off screen.
Or he could have went to Kate and Jack, hey, have you seen the pilot?
Yeah.
And I do remember seeing him at one point.
He got eaten. But yeah, I think that could have been something that was discussed off screen, or maybe a scene that was even deleted that we don't know yet.
Listen to Transmission, and this is kind of spoiler if you don't want to know, but this upcoming episode, the 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock rebroadcast, we're going to get some extra footage, and it's extra questions at the press conference, I believe.
And I believe the answer to the extra two people that survived out of the whole eight.
Oh, I heard it was extra three.
Oh, it was extra three? Okay.
Right. And I won't give the names, but if you want to go to the Transmission, they gave the name, so.
Okay.
You can go listen to Ryan
and Jen.
And
it'll also be on the whole 3-hour block, the first hour, the re-airing of the
and remember
first part.
The first hour, if there's something different in there, not affecting the contests.
Okay.
Nothing. It's the last 2 hours count. First hour, it's all for fun.
Because Jack is lazy.
Right. We're just having fun the first hour.
All right, Jack. We got a lot of listener feedback to get into.
Okay.
What do you mean?
I'm just thinking, hopefully I didn't steal that, guys.
Oh, it's do or die time, right?
Yeah, no, I'm sweating. I gotta sweat.
But before we get into the listener feedback, we're going to have a short little ad for Geek to Geek.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, here we go. This episode is brought to you by Geek to Geek, www.gk2gk.com, the online and dating site for geeks and people who want to meet them. If you tried other dating websites with no luck, maybe it's because they don't have people with the same interests that you have. Geek to Geek was specially designed for people like us. Even the questions are geeky. Don't let another weekend go by without a date. Go to Geek to Geek now. It's www.gk2gk.com. Geek to Geek, where it's okay to be who you really are.
Yes.
All right, Jack, are you ready to get into listener feedback?
Let's do it, sir.
All right, here we go.
Listener feedback.
All right, it's listener feedback time. Got a lot of great listener feedback to get into. What do you say we're in the first set of calls here, Jack?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Dan, Jack, it's Vicky from Connecticut. Just wanted to say, great podcast. Been listening for a long time. I can't keep it in anymore, though. It doesn't have to do with the very last episode, but I have to share it. Call it Crackpot. Jay, you may not like it very much, but I don't think Claire is dead. I know she looked a little foggy, but I think the reason that she followed her father to the cabin is because he told her everything, and everything is that Aaron is actually Jacob, all grown up. And with the time change and everything and the twist, she realizes that anything that happens, because it can't change, she's cool with it. So wherever Aaron needs to go in the end to be able to run the island and become Jacob, she's going to go with it. So she was sitting there calmly, waiting for it all to happen, and knew that Locke made the right choice, because as long as he's there to save the island, Aaron, a.k.a. Jacob, is going to be fine. So that's my theory. Of course, I'm going to stick to it. And great listening to the podcast again. Can't wait to hear the next one. Take care. Bye-bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. It's Tara from PA. Responding to your podcast this week, which is great, about why the body came up too soon and the package they sent Faraday from the freighter came so late. It was from someone else's podcast, so it could have even been from yours, but it's the bearings. You come in on one bearing, you get there at one time, you come in on another bearing, you get to the island another time, you come in on another bearing, and who knows what happens. But some, it might have been the transmission or Domilar's, but someone said it really, they think it has to do with the bearings. I hope that helps, and love the podcast. Thanks. Bye.
Jane Jack, what's up, guys? This is Obnoxious Scott from Cleveland. Hey, during the hiatus, I'm driving here. I'm listening to the old number 5, season 4, The Constant podcast. And it just occurred to me that there was something kind of important that is, I guess, going forward, and it's a huge theme now in the show. And I thought, this it's just something that's not working. And it was introduced in The Constant, obviously, and that is time travel. And they're kind of getting away with this thing where they're explaining, well, they're not really traveling in time, but they're traveling in time through, quote-unquote, consciousness. And, I mean, this just, in thinking about it and listening to this podcast again and seeing what we've seen, it just kind of defies logic and reality in that, okay, that's fine. They can go back in time in the mind. But then if the explanation that they're offering is one is such that they're actually not physically going back to these particular time, which they are showing, then how is it that they are influencing events? Like, say their minds are going back to 1996. Well, I mean, and that means something has to be going back to 1996. So, in essence, they are traveling in time. And what I don't understand is how the video from the orchid that we saw in the off-season kind of bumps into that, because we saw the two rabbits together at one time, so I guess the inference is that, yeah, there is two things in the same place at the same time, and so it's kind of like a mixed message. I was hoping you guys could, you know, in the week off before the finale, open up a bigger discussion about that and kind of pick that apart as far as, are they, aren't they, what are they introducing, like a partial concept, or is this like the new genesis of the show? So, yeah. I'm being total geek about it, but I was just, like I said, I was just listening over again, and that's that. Anyway, thanks, guys.
Hi, Jane Jack. This is Peter Bethesda calling about the discrepancy in how long it took the rocket to reach the island and how the doctor actually got there before it happened on the boat. The time difference, I think, doesn't need to be locked. So on one day, the difference doesn't need to be 3 minutes. The next day, it doesn't have to be 3 minutes. It could be accelerating, or it doesn't even need to be accelerating over its entire interval. It could be oscillating. And in fact, I think at least one of the things that was on Daniel's blackboard back in Oxford was an oscillating function, which makes me think that the relationship between time on the island and off changes continuously, going up and down. So that's sort of one possible explanation for why there's that discrepancy. Thanks.
All right. Thank you for those calls.
That's why we really needed someone to shoot Charlotte.
Why is that?
Because Daniel was going to tell us what was going on with time. But Charlotte said, yeah, you know I can't do that, do you? Kate should have just went smack and just smacked her down. You know, you didn't have to kill her. Just
give her like one of those guns.
Just get her out of the, like, just, the just butt hit her of the gun back, to the back of the head and she's out.
Yeah. Because... much like Charlotte did to Kate.
Exactly. You know, a little payback. Because wouldn't we have known?
It's all fair, yeah.
We would have known. Because going to Peter and, is it Tyra?
Tara.
Tara's call. Mm-hmm. We've gotten a lot of emails, people trying to explain this to me, and I'm just lost. I have no idea how the surgeon got there, and people are trying to figure out how that...
Well, that makes sense. If there's different bearings that you take, it'll... different times
I understand
will
the different
happen.
Bearings, different time... different routes, different things. Then you have Obnoxious Scott going back to the whole time travel. Is it real? Is it not real? Well, if your mind goes back, something had to go back, right? Something had to travel, right?
You're conscious, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So what's the deal with that? What's going on? Explain it to me, Jay.
Like, what do you mean? Like,
explain what's going on with this whole... what's going on with time travel?
Well, they're saying that their actual physical bodies aren't going back in time. Their consciousness is going back
right.
in time. Which is different than, say, Marty McFly jumping in a DeLorean and going back in time.
Now,
his actual body's back in time, and he can directly affect.
But don't you think that
on.
Changed when Ben went back? Then we think Ben went back in time, and when he had the the parka on. What episode was that? I'm drawing a blank.
Shape of Things to Come?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What about it?
Don't we think he went back in time on that one, or he at least did some kind of time travel? Well, he asked what year it was.
Yeah, exactly. But that's different than what's happening with Desmond. I think what the producers are saying in the case of Desmond is that he didn't physically go back in time. His consciousness did.
So they're saying just Desmond didn't go back in time. Yeah, they're not saying nobody else couldn't
exactly,
go back in time.
Exactly. I think that's what they're going for.
Now, are they saying, when they said no time, you couldn't change the events that happened, are they saying that Desmond couldn't change the events that happened, or that Ben can't go back?
I think that's actually like a law of the physics in the world of Lost, is that even though you may change things temporarily, the big things will eventually happen anyway, no matter
right.
what you try and
so
do.
So Charlie will die. And
exactly. And like the guy with the red shoes and Flashes Before Your Eyes, he's going to die anyway
right.
if she kept trying to save him.
Okay.
The ring lady.
Okay. I can go with that. And then we have Vicky, who says that Claire is not dead, which you were not happy with. And
I don't care. She can be alive.
And that Jacob is actually a grown-up Aaron.
Yes.
So what do you think?
I'd say that's a pretty cool theory. There definitely does seem to be something going on with Aaron and Christian and Claire right
does
now.
Does Claire know who Jacob is?
I don't think so.
So if someone came to, if Christian Shepherd came up to her and said, here, you know, I'm your dad that's never been around you, and I'm going to tell you this, that Aaron is the grown-up Jacob, would she be cool with that?
I don't know. Well, exactly. There is a lot of story there with Claire that we haven't seen yet. And it's happened a lot with Claire's story. Like before, we actually had to go to her on-island flashback to find out what happened to her when Ethan took her for
right,
that period
exactly.
of time.
Right, exactly.
In maternity leave.
Now you think there'll be some time we don't see Claire again?
Exactly. I think it's going to happen. Maybe next season we'll get like an episode very similar to maternity leave where we actually find out what happened to Claire.
Why she walked away.
Exactly.
Why she just left Aaron.
What Christian told her and stuff like that.
But if Aaron was the grown-up Jacob, wouldn't they bring Aaron to... Well, I guess they can't be in the same place.
Exactly. That's why they'd want Aaron to get off the island.
Oh, that makes a great... That's a great theory.
And that's why once they're off the island, they want to bring Aaron back. I mean, that's
so why does Kate have him? We figured that out?
I don't know. Maybe it's just... It's not
have
as...
we figured that out? Because Kate doesn't have him right now. As of now.
Yeah,
last
exactly.
Left, his son has him.
And that once again, leaves that there's more story to be told. With that,
I think that part of Jack's thing was to give Kate Aaron so she'd have some sympathy when they got back home.
I'd say it's a good idea.
So I'll go with that.
All right. Are you ready to get into the next set of calls here, Jack?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Jan, Jack, it's Chad from St. Louis, Missouri. Big fan of the show since about season 3. But anyway, I got a theory about who the other guy's son is mad at about Jan's death. I think it might be Jack because, he believed in the Frady people, like, you know, getting them to the island, and maybe they're responsible, like, somehow, like, the freight did blow up, and it's Jack's fault because basically he brought them to the island. And that would kind of work out because she could say that in front of her father and say, I was talking about Jack. He's responsible for killing my husband because he didn't pull him off the plane that was filling up with water, you know, to go with their cover story. Just something I'm thinking about. Might be a little bit crazy and out there, but just want to share it with you guys. Keep podcasting. Love the show. Bye.
Oh man, I love that song.
Hey Jay and Jack, this is Charlie from Iowa. I call in with more of an observation. By the way, love the show, doing a good job, so on and so forth. You know, same stuff as always. I was listening to the official Lost podcast, and they had said how the island was not done with, with Jack, Ben, or Charles Widmore. So then they can't be killed. That led me to the question of, would the tumor have actually killed Ben if it would have been let go? Or the Jack's appendicitis, would that have killed him? Just kind of wondered about that. Let me know what you guys think. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. My name is Aiden. First-time caller here, guys. And I've got a bit of a crackpot theory. I know a lot of people have this theory that Claire is dead and has maybe been dead for a while. I agree with this theory, and I think I know exactly when it happened. As I recall, earlier in the season, after Charlie's death, Claire got sick very suddenly, and Juliet gave her a shot, and then miraculously, it was all better, 100%, like nothing had ever happened. And I believe that that shot was not a miracle cure. It was a death shot. She killed her with that shot. And the Claire that we saw from then after was a dead Claire walking around, much like Christian Shepherd or Horace that Locke just saw recently. And so, yeah, she's been dead for quite a while. And another thing that kind of adds to that is when Miles had an interaction with Claire, at one point she said something like, we survived, or we're going to live, or I'm going to live, something like that. And Miles repeated or returned with, I wouldn't be so sure about that, which we all know Miles speaks to dead people, and if it has to do with death, Miles knows about it. And so I'm pretty sure that he is well aware that Claire is dead, which is also why he didn't go after her at all when she got up and walked off with Christian Shepherd, because he knows that she's dead, and he could tell that Christian was dead, and so he wasn't worried about it. He's like, go for it, whatever. That also would, in turn, explain why Claire is no longer worried about Charlie or, you know, grieving for him. She had a very, very short grieving period, and then she was done, and I think it's because once she died, she's seeing Charlie every now and then. She's hanging out with Charlie. It's no problem. She sees him around, and she's not really grieving because she gets her Charlie fix every now and then. Just off camera, we don't know it. And lastly, furthermore, this also explains why that giant explosion at her house over at the camp did not kill her. She survived through that explosion and was 100% A-OK after Sawyer got her out. So that's my crackpot theory. Claire's been dead. She died ever since that shot, ever since she got sick. And she's just a ghost person walking around, and she's now with Christian Shepherd, you know, hanging out in the cabin. Because, you know, that's what dead people do. They hang out in cabins. All right, Jay and Jack, thanks for the show. Love your podcast. Good times. Keep it up. See you later. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is B. Hill from New Jersey, or Bill from New Jersey. I just wanted to call real quick. I was just listening to the Monday edition of the podcast where you guys go through the screen caps and Easter eggs. You guys had mentioned that the DJ was spinning a Geronimo Jackson vinyl. You guys are too busy looking at that vinyl, because if you go back and watch it again, right as you're looking at the Geronimo Jackson album cover, you can see a little boy in an orange shirt walk right past this column that's to the side of that chick that's talking to the DJ. The kid obviously looks directly at the camera, no big deal, but he is wearing a little sports shirt, and the number on his sports shirt is 42. It was pretty funny because we were looking through the episode to try to find things, and we found the Geronimo Jackson, and then while it was paused, that kind of just jumped out at us. So continue to love your show, guys. Keep pumping out the good work, and looking forward to the season finale. Later.
All right, thank you for those calls.
Well, I didn't see that.
I didn't either, but, you know, poor Hurley just can't escape those bloody numbers.
Yeah, you think you'd notice a bright orange shirt with the number 42.
Yeah.
A little kid looking at the camera.
Jeez. Why are you staring at me? You watched the same bloody episode.
No, I'm saying the kids, who taught this kid how to act? You don't look at the camera.
Oh. Poor kid. Maybe he's a friend of the production crew.
Yeah.
A friend's kid.
You know what I say?
Now you just ticked off the production crew.
You know
now
what?
They're going to shut us down, Jack.
Give him some logs.
Hey, log carrying guy is not as safe as it used to be.
That's what I'm saying. I'm kidding. It's just a kid. I'm joking.
It is just a kid.
I know. I'm just joking. I'm just a joke. Yeah, that's what we do here. We try and make people laugh. Was it Aiden?
By killing children.
I didn't say kill the child. I said, because now he's a log carrying guy. He really doesn't have a... Never mind. So, remember, I have a stomach ache. I had a banana split,
okay, I'm sorry.
So I have
I apologize.
An excuse, all right? So
I apologize.
Get off my back.
All right, I am. I'm
quite tasty. was it Aiden that said that Claire was
dead from not the explosion and
but,
other time, but
the
getting
injection.
A deadly shot from Juliet, yep. Which makes sense because you can't trust her.
I'd say it's an interesting theory, but unlikely. But it's plausible.
It's out there, but it could possibly happen because
exactly.
We don't trust Juliet. I think everyone is agreeing on that one. It was Charlie said, the official Lost podcast said that Jack, Ben, and Charles Widmore cannot die yet because of the island.
Exactly. They won't, the island
so they obviously wouldn't have died when they had their appendix, when Jack had his appendix out.
Well, exactly.
Or
and
Ben had a tumor, so.
But it also brings up that Ben did get a tumor and that Ben got a tumor. And what happened? A doctor fell out of the sky.
Right.
To cure the get rid of the tumor. So
why couldn't Jacob just have cured the tumor?
I don't know. Maybe it was something beyond his control or beyond his powers.
Or is it just that Ben knew he was never going to die ever?
I don't know. I think I could relate it more to Jack falling on the island. And then when Jack has appendicitis, there was another doctor there named Juliet to work on it.
Because if Mr. Friendly knows that Michael won't die, then obviously Ben knows that he won't die. That
okay.
The island wouldn't kill him off, right? So he knows he's not going
to
die.
Maybe, and again, that goes to like we've talked about this before and why he thought his daughter wouldn't die. Alex.
I think he thought his daughter was going to die. I don't think he cared. I think that was part of his plan.
Okay.
I really think that he just sacrificed his daughter because he's like Locke. He cares more about the island than anything else.
Okay.
Would you agree?
No.
Okay. Anyway, then we had someone that likes the Lost Weekend song.
Recap.
And then going to Chad, his son met at Jack. I guess the only one that knows for sure is Matthew Fox. Matthew Fox knows everything that's going on that's going to happen.
Put a big target on his head while we're at it.
So, what?
Big target on his head.
Big target on head.
On his head.
Why?
Because he knows, if he knows the ending, everyone's going to be going after Matthew Fox.
He wouldn't put a target on his head.
Yes, people are going to go after him now.
Not in that way.
It's a figure of speech.
Jeez. God, first you want the kid, the Lock Harry kid to
die,
and now you want... No,
Don't put it on me.
She definitely looked upset with him on the plane.
Exactly.
The
so that's why
plane.
I felt that was...
Yeah, that's a good theory because mm-hmm. she definitely looked upset with him on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could go with that. But I think I'd go with, like other people have said, that I think maybe she was talking about herself. Or Widmore.
Okay.
Or... Saeed. Or Claire. I don't know.
All right. You ready to get into the next set of calls here, Jack?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go.
Hello, Jay and Jack. This is Erin from Seattle. And I'm already having withdrawals. It's 1 week without Lost, and I'm having problems. Anyway, I wanted to share my prediction for the season finale. I think they're pretty cool. I predict that Frogert is going to get killed by Kimi, and that Faraday and Charlotte are going to have a romantic kiss. Anyway, thanks, guys. It's a great podcast. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Sandra from Ohio, and I'm just going to say I just heard the podcast where Jack gave his crackpot theory, and I got to tell you, that's got a lot of merit to it. Here I am. I watched that last episode twice now, and I noticed, as well as Jack did, believe it or not, that when they did mention the fact that they were may have been talking about the boar hunting and setting up a fire, the cameras really panned in or made attention to Nadia looking at Saeed. How interesting and how complicated it would be. Maybe they had some kind of agreement with the island or some representative of the island that if they were to talk or speak about these events, that something dire might happen? That's making me think. I've got to watch the episode again. Thanks, guys. Great podcast. See ya.
Hey, guys. Mike from Ohio. I'm calling. I know it's probably old news by now, but I'm calling about the whole gin topic. And one point that I have not gone back and watched the episode with the flash forward flashback, but everybody keeps talking about how Sun is saying that two people got Jin killed. I thought she said two people got him on the plane and leaving the rest to the person's, mind there to think about it. So I'd be pretty ticked if I'm Sun, I'd be pretty ticked that Jin got on the plane in the first place, because now whether he's dead or whether he's just marooned on an island that nobody can find, I'm still mad. So I'm going to go after that, and especially if the theory about trying to get the money to maybe finance back to get back to the island holds. I don't think that she actually said he's dead and two people are responsible. I think he said there's two people that got him on the plane, and I think she has every right to be angry about it, whether or not the guy's dead or not. So just a point, like I said, though, I may be totally wrong if I go back and watch that episode. Maybe she actually did say two people got him killed. That's it. Great show. See you.
Hi, guys. This is Jane Doe from Jane Doe Land, and I was just reading my TVI magazine, and it says that there are 5 episodes that you need to watch if you really want to, like, get the finale, and these episodes are The Pilot, Season 1, White Rabbit, Season 1, Live Together, Die Alone, Season 2, Through the Looking Glass, Season 3, and The Shape of Things to Come, Season 4. They said these episodes really have the main, like, I don't know, like, point. And also in the, this month's edition of, or this week, I guess, edition of TV Guide, the May 26th through June 1st, Lost on the cover, and it has a timeline of all the flash forwards. So, I know you guys, Jack especially, doesn't like doing the math, so someone's gotten each scene and put a little picture and put a little caption and put the date, like, summer 05, late 07, and the little caption, what's going on and what happened. So, that's probably going to be useful. And it also gives a story on each of the Oceanic Six, where they are pre-island, post-rescue, last scene, and final scoop. And I thought it was interesting. It has some great pictures. So, yeah, be something great to look at if you get this message in time. And hope you enjoy the finale this Thursday. Bye, and I hope Kate gets eaten by a shark.
All right, thank you for those calls.
I don't see Kate getting eaten by a shark. Nah, I think we've talked about this before. I don't see that happening. I'm a little upset, though. It was Jane Doe said the TV Guide said there's 5 episodes we only needed to watch to understand the finale.
Uh-huh.
I've wasted all my time watching all the other ones.
Well, no, I think they must know some storylines to this, so I guess these episodes are kind of have a lot of the basis for the story that's going to be happening
so
in this episode.
This week's TV Guide?
Yes.
So I haven't bought TV Guide in ages.
I know.
Maybe I'll have to run out and get it. And it has the timeline of all the flash forwards.
Mm-hmm. So I guess we're going to go pick that up.
Okay. And it has it all easy out. You know, you said it was pretty easy to figure out.
For you.
Cool.
It has big pictures and everything.
Okay. And then, I just lost my pin. So Mike said that,
need help over there?
Well,
some like sticky grip for those pins.
Well, you didn't realize I just dropped it on your floor. It's lost forever. No pun intended. So Mike said that he said that she thinks that Sun said that two people were responsible for getting on the plane.
It's responsible for his death.
Yeah, I think that's I think that's the case. And so we go back and forth who it is. We know that one is, she blames her father.
Yes, exactly.
And who else does she blame? They're kind of leaving us hanging there.
I think the Jack one, though, really is pretty good.
I like the Jack. I think Jack, I also like people have said that it was herself.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and then a lot of people think it's Jay. Sandra thinking my crackpot theory was right on the money. I can't argue with you on that one. I think it's, if you look at it, it does look like that there's something going on there. And I haven't taken any flack for it this week, so.
Actually, no, in all fairness, I did really like that theory.
Well, thank you. And then Aaron's going through withdrawals. It's only been a week. I got bad news for you, Aaron. After this week, it's going to be a lot longer than a week.
Yes.
It's
going
to be
a lot longer.
But maybe you can, I don't know, maybe there's another show that'll come on that. No, I'm sorry. It's going to be a long 8 months.
Hey, but the Jay and Jack show will start.
Right. Hey, there we go. she's got 2 predictions. Frogert gets killed. I really thought when we saw the Mobizodes, we'd actually see Frogert again.
I know. I was kind of bummed.
You know, he's in that thing you do, so I was pretty excited about that. And then, let's see, Faraday and Charlotte kiss. I'm going to say no because they're brother and sister.
That was your theory, right? Yeah. A long time ago.
Just lost the other pin. I just lost the other
Stop
pin.
Stop messing with the pins.
I'm sorry. They're going into pin heaven, I guess. well, in your case, it'd be the opposite. So, yeah.
I don't know. I think there is definitely... They're not brother and sister. They have a little fling.
They're
going
brother
on.
And sister.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. My theory. I'm sticking to it. I can't go against my theory until it's proven wrong.
Okay. All right.
Since they're never proven wrong. Oh! You know, I did get an email from someone or PMs letting someone know that I was right about another old theory I had.
But you knew that already.
But I knew it, but I didn't bring it up and brag about it.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't like to brag. But since someone brought it to my attention that my theory was that Christian Shepherd was in Australia. For what reason? To see his daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I thought it was Penny Widmore, but what turned out to be Penny Widmore, but at least I got that part right. And that was a long time ago.
I think you brought that up too early. I think you just forgot about it because you're an old man.
So whatever.
He doesn't know how to hold on to a pin. All right.
Need a bigger handle.
All right, Jack, you ready to get into the last set of calls here?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Dave from Houston. What about this? What if the first three seasons or four seasons have been a flashback entirely, and they have already traveled back in time and moved the island, and this is just like on a loop again? Or if, I can't remember the guy, but the guy that goes to see Locke, he's hasn't aged at all. What if he time traveled back to see Locke? And that's how he doesn't age. It doesn't appear that he's aged. He's actually the same age going back in time. Tell me what you think about that. Thanks.
Hey, guys. It's Anonymous Aunt out in California. Just calling, had a little thought. You know how Miles was wanting his $3.2 million? And everybody was wondering what's up with the 3.2 and the bearing for the island stay on 305? Well, maybe the 3.2 is going to have something to do with maybe a new bearing direction or something like that. It just seems so random, you know, them sticking that number out and then commenting on it and then leaving it and then commenting on it later, you know, Ben getting all snarky with Miles saying, well, I guess you're not going to get your 3.2 now, are you? I don't know, just curious. It's a weird number thing. And, Jack, I know how much you love the number things. So that's my comment. Take care. Love the podcast. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hi, Jack and Jay. Just love your show. My theory is, according to the episode There's No Place Like Home, that Claire, or Claire's mother, the lady that came to the funeral, is not really Claire's mom. If you look on the Lostpedia website, it turns out it is a different actress. My theory is that this lady has actually come to the funeral to try and instigate or kidnap or steal Aaron. So I don't think this lady really is Claire's mom. I think she's just someone coming to kidnap Aaron, and there's so much more to the story, and we're kind of wondering, where is the real Claire's mom? Is she still in the coma in the hospital in Australia, or is she on the island? My theory is somehow Claire's mom ends up on the island, the real mom, and that this lady is trying to steal Aaron. Thank you. Love the show.
Hey, guys. It's Chase the A. Sheen. I have just a small little theory to throw out there. So Ben has always manipulated and always been one step ahead. But what if now the Oceanic Six are off and they're using Ben? Saeed knew he would come try and find him after Nadia was killed. What if they fake Nadia's death? Who knows? That's if you go with that Ben isn't the one that's actually behind it. But they're going to use Ben to try and find the island again themselves. And maybe Saeed and Sun have talked about this, and that's why Sun is trying to get the money and work with Mr. Pike, if Mr. Pike is in on it, with Widmore. So who knows? But, you know, maybe we'll find out. Anyway, see you guys.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Brent from Jacksonville, Florida, calling with my theory on Locke. I believe that Locke is a pawn being used by not Ben, but Matthew Abaddon. I believe that Abaddon influenced Locke in the hospital by telling him that he should go on a walkabout. I feel that Locke took that statement to heart, probably by never seeing him again and realizing that he didn't even work in the hospital. And I think that is what's influenced John to make it to the island and do the walkabout even while he was still in the wheelchair. And then, you know, realizing that he landed on the island and everything that Abaddon said was true, or, you know, the quote of, you're going to owe me one, really comes into play, because I feel like once he landed on the island, he has been influenced by everything around it, you know, thus making the Lost or the Locke character, you know, because he's been a man of faith the entire time. So I feel that, you know, him landing on the island and being on the island is... I think that Richard Albert and them think that maybe Locke made it there on his own, but he actually didn't, because he was influenced by Abaddon. I think Abaddon realized that Locke was the chosen one, or the one to go on the island, when he fell from the 8-story building and did not die, because that would mean that the island didn't want him to die, just like Michael hasn't died yet. So I think that that really is going to come into play, and Abaddon is going to, you know, they're going to meet back up at some point, but I think it's really going to come into play that Locke has been, you know, the sabotage the whole time. So we'll see with the last episode in the orchard, but I'm pretty sure about this one. So I'd like to hear what you guys think. All right.
All right, thank you for those calls.
I agree with him that Locke is definitely a pawn.
Uh-huh.
I think he's definitely been fooled. I think he was definitely... I just don't know if he's the chosen...
Well, you just don't like Locke.
No, I don't think he's the chosen one.
Mm-hmm.
Why would he be the chosen one?
Because...
He's dedicated to the island. I mean, he's dedicated to the
cause. He was paralyzed, he crashed on the island, and could walk again. What more do you need? He was shot in the stomach, and he lived. He was thrown off a building, and he lived.
Okay, what has he really done to prove himself? I mean, come on.
What more do you need?
Come on.
Take a bullet in the gut and still live.
You know, he got fooled by his dad. He gave his kidney.
He got thrown out of an 8-story building and he lived.
But is that enough to prove yourself? Come on.
He survived a plane crash. Not only did he survive a plane crash.
A lot of people survived the plane crash.
Not only did he survive a plane crash, but he was paralyzed before he crashed. And then after he crashed, he could walk again. What more do you need?
I need a few more things. I need another miracle.
Okay, one more miracle.
One more miracle. Okay. I'll be happy.
But you know, I think in sainthood, like to become a saint, you need 3 miracles. He's already had 3.
What 3?
He was pushed out of a window and survived.
All right.
Survived the plane crash, and he was no longer paralyzed.
Okay.
Was shot in the gut and still lived.
The only reason he survived the gunshot is because he didn't have his kidney.
Still survived it.
A lot of people get shot and survive. That's not a miracle.
He was shot in the stomach.
A lot of people get shot in the stomach and survive.
But with no medical attention?
All right, moving along. It's nice to hear from Chase, the Ace Sheen. Haven't heard from him in a long
time. Yes, we haven't.
He says that Nadia's death could have been faked.
Well, saying that the Oceanic Six are actually playing Ben, which I really liked.
I like that, but I don't. They've never proven on the island that they're smart.
But now they're off the island.
Saeed has never proven that he's.
But now they're off the island.
Saeed is always 4 steps behind.
It'd be interesting. It seems like
it's a great. It's
parallel. Like when they're off the island, they have like different.
Well,
kinds
that would
of lives.
Go with the call that we didn't play yet.
Uh huh.
Where I kind of stole the guy's thunder.
We don't have that one, so I guess
we don't
maybe
have that
I
one where he's
Chase
was
Sheen's
it a,
was that
was
one.
A her or him?
I can't remember.
But the one where I just said earlier that maybe. Son is using Ben to get back at her father.
Uh-huh.
Maybe that's all part of the game, but it'd be a great twist. But since they've never proven it on the island, from what we've seen
on the island, but now they're off
what
the
we've
island.
Seen in their flashbacks and their flashbacks,
now they're off
that,
the
that
island.
None of them think 2 steps ahead.
I guess we'll just have to see.
I mean, it would be a great twist. I just don't,
you just don't see it happening.
I just don't see it happening.
Okay,
and then we had the anonymous call.
Mm-hmm.
There was
anonymous aunt.
No, there was an anonymous call before that.
Oh, okay.
That the Claire's mom is not actually Claire's mom.
Uh-huh.
That it's someone out to steal Aaron.
Yeah.
I liked everything about the call. I would like it a lot more if Claire's mom had never come out of her coma and she's still in her coma.
Yeah.
Or if she just died or something like that. I don't want to see her on the island.
Okay.
That's just me. I like everything about it. I think it'd be a cool theory.
Mm-hmm.
If someone was out that knew that, you know, maybe she is the others that not supposed to raise Aaron.
Okay.
Maybe that's who they're supposed to keep her away from.
Okay.
I like everything about that. The best thing about that call was the snarky. The term snarky. Don't get snarky with me. But 3.2 million.
I don't know. Will that come up again?
I think it will.
Yeah, you think so?
I think it will come to play.
All right.
But again, that's going back to the math, and I'm not doing it.
Okay.
And then we have, was it Dave? First 3 seasons are a flashback.
No.
No, you don't think
I'm
so?
I'm going to say no.
You know, so, and Richard Albert, I think there's something going wrong with Richard
Yeah,
Albert.
But, you know, I don't think it's time travel. It's just there's too much play. Like when Ben said, you do remember birthdays, don't you? And
yeah.
I feel that quote stated that he's been around for a while to me.
Well, maybe if he's jumping around through time, he's messing his birthdays, though.
Yeah, but I think it's more implied.
How
that
do you explain his fact that
time.
He hasn't aged at all?
That's what I'm saying. There's some kind of thing where he's found the fountain of youth.
Well, that maybe that's what it is. He's found the fountain of youth on the island. Maybe that's what. The temple is a fountain of youth.
Maybe
he just thought about that. So I don't know.
Ponce de Leon.
Yeah, there you go. But you know, he hasn't aged, and that is.
Well, it's either, I guess you could go with the time travel theory, makes sense, or that he has an age. I'm going to go with that he has an age, but the time travel thing is, you know, plausible.
I'll go with Fountain of Youth.
Okay.
That they found somehow the Fountain of Youth.
Or is something going on the reason why he hasn't aged yet?
But Ben's aged.
Yes, he has.
Ben's everyone on the island has aged other than Richard Albert.
From what we've seen, we don't know the whole truth, nothing but the truth.
A lot of people think that Richard Albert is a smoke monster.
Eh.
I've gotten a lot of emails about that. I don't know.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
You don't think anything.
All right, Jack, you ready to get into the listener theory of the week?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Hey guys, this is Chad from Los Angeles. I was thinking about the Adam and Eve skeletons, and a lot of people have been saying, you know, it's Jack and Kate or Kate and Sawyer, any of the couples on the show. But I'm thinking it may be a little more outside the box. What if it's Aaron and Ji Yeon? Because I was thinking about the two of them. One of them was born on the island, conceived off, and the other was exactly the opposite. And that kind of symmetry just seems to be something that the writers would go for. So that's my crackpot theory, is that Adam and Eve are Aaron and Ji Yeon. Keep up the show. It's great, and I can't wait to see the finale and hear your thoughts on it.
All right. Thank you for those calls.
I like it.
I don't know why I said that, but it's automatic after a call. I just can't help it.
Thank you for the calls. No, it makes sense. It's as good a guess as any.
Uh-huh.
Right now.
I like it. It's different. You know, it's not the whole Jack and Kate one that a lot of people think of. And I think it's very possible.
A lot of people thought Claire and Charlie.
Yeah.
You thought Penny and Desmond could be, right?
Did I
say that?
Yeah, I think you said that.
I said that.
But I remember there was an interview, I think Carlton Cuse said that the whole Adam and Eve and the black and white stone, at the end of the entire series, it's going to go back to that and it'll make sense. And they knew what they were doing all along from that.
That's what they say.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying.
But do they really know, or should we ask Matthew Fox?
Yeah, I think Matthew Fox knows more.
I think so. That's what I heard anyway.
Oh man.
No, I like it. Okay, one final guess.
Okay.
We know that, you know, if you haven't heard, skip ahead, but we're supposed to find out who's in the coffin. We've
yes.
been going back and forth with it. I've changed my mind about 100 times. Final guess. Final time, who is going to be when we see that episode and they open that coffin, you're going to go, yeah. "I knew it the whole time."
Okay, let's see. My final guess.
Your final guess.
I am going to go...
Now, remember, it's someone that Claire would not go see. And Jack was upset about.
Kate.
So, obviously, Jack's...
I'm going to say... Benjamin Linus is in the coffin. Final answer.
Okay. I that's probably what I would have gone with. But
okay.
I'm gonna go with... it's tough. Michael's the obvious one.
Uh-huh.
And I just want to go... I want to be off the wall. I'm going to go back when I said Claire about a week ago. For some reason, I'm going to go Claire.
Okay.
But I'm way off on it.
Okay. So I say Ben, you say Claire.
Claire. Or if it is, could it be Christian Shepherd?
Because
why would Kate go to see? She's mad at...
No.
Or it's Claire's mom.
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll go with Claire just because... I should probably go with Michael so I can at least say I was right.
Yeah.
Because it could be... But Michael doesn't really make sense anymore.
It could, yeah.
It has to be a reason why he's upset, because he's trying to get back to the island. He thinks he's at his last hope, unless it's Hurley. A lot of people think it might be Hurley also.
But Hurley has a lot of friends. Why would there be nobody here at Hurley's funeral?
Again, I say it has to be someone that wasn't one of the Oceanic Six.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's somebody that's not one of the Oceanic Six.
Right.
And to me, Ben, I think, would fit that really well.
It has to be.
And since he is off the island as well.
I guess they filmed like four different people in the coffin.
Oh, really?
That's what I heard.
Oh, wow.
That's what I heard. Four different people in the coffin.
Well, I guess we're going to find out this Thursday on Lost.
Now, wouldn't it be funny if it was they opened it up and it's a guy and he's buried with some logs?
Oh, man.
I always laugh.
All right.
Arch Frogert, maybe someone like that. Say maybe you're...
But final answer is...
Maybe it's just a piece of Doc Arts. It's Jack's shirt from the island with a piece of arts, Dr. Arts on.
Oh man! So I say Ben, you say
I'm going to say Claire, just to be different. It's probably going. I think it's probably I'm leaning more towards Ben, but because remember he was only supposed to have six episodes. He was only supposed to be in. Michael Emerson was only supposed to be in six episodes.
Yeah, exactly.
So
I think it's time for Ben to go.
No, I like Ben.
Mm-hmm.
They should keep him around a lot.
Okay,
maybe it's Locke.
All right, Jack, ready to close out the show?
Yeah, let's go.
All right. All right, that is our show for this Monday.
Three more days, guys. Three right. more days.
Give us a call after the new, or actually the last episode of this season, this Thursday at 9 o'clock, 2 hours, actually 3 hours, including the rerun of the first part of No Place Like Home.
Let's make it a lost evening.
Yes, a lost partay. So give us a call after the episode airs. Give us your thoughts, questions, comments, and or theories at 206-309-0311.
How could you forget that song?
Because I was thinking of the new Jay and Jack show.
Okay.
Line. 206-309-0311.
Call any time.
It's 206-309-0311. Call any time. Your lost questions, comments, and or theories. Also, you can send an email at lostpodcast@gmail.com. Once again, it's lostpodcast@gmail.com. Also, you can check out jayandjack.com with all important information related to the show, like our message board at lostpodcast.proboards2.com.
And things are changing.
Yes, and also, you can check out our MySpace page and all the other fun stuff like that. For those who want to know some more Jay and Jack show news, the Jay and Jack show will be taking over for the Ramblecast feed and the Married
taking
Man podcast
feed.
Taking
over the world, as we said yesterday in the Ramblecast.
So if you're already subscribed to the Ramblecast or Married Man feed, you're going to get the Jay and Jack show. So they're just
whether you want it or not.
Well, yeah, it's going to the feed's going to change into the Jay and Jack show for both of them. The Ramblecast will have the PG-13 version. And then the Married Man will have the uncut, explicit version. And really, that'll probably mostly be when Dale's on.
Right. So anytime you see warm taffy, if you have young children, run away.
Well,
so
there will still be, like, on the Ramblecast feed, which will be the Jay and Jack clean version.
Right.
Dale will be on, but I'll cut out, like, any of the inappropriate stuff. That you
so it'll be like a two-minute show.
And then the uncut version will be on the Married Man feed.
Right. Exactly.
If you have any questions about that, you can IM me at Luke Vank on AIM, AOL Instant Messenger, or send an email to lostpodcast@gmail.com.
Or you can instant message me at nothing.
Or you can check out lostpodcast.proboards2, Ask Jay or Ask Jack.
Yeah, I'll answer your questions. I'll just tell you to Ask Jay.
But to start out the Jay and Jack show like we start out the Ramblecast, the first 8 episodes will be on the Lost Podcast feed.
Right.
To kind of give it a good head
start.
We'll
probably be doing a Lost Podcast for... I think a couple weeks after Lost, wouldn't you think?
I think
it depends on how the episode is.
Well, yeah, we're probably
depends
gonna
on
do...
demand.
Yeah,
because what's going to happen? I'll tell you what's going to happen with the emails. I'm probably right after the episode. I'm going to start working on this season one contest.
Mm-hmm.
So I have not tallied any.
Wait, season four, part one.
What did I say? Season one.
Yeah.
Okay. Season four, part one contest. Yeah, the first contest, the second contest will be on a hold until I finish the first one.
Mm-hmm.
I'll announce the results from the first one. And then you'll have a week to challenge it. And then I'll start working on the second one.
Okay.
And then I'll start working on the emails. I'm probably going to be way behind. I haven't even caught up from going on vacation. I think I have like 20 more to go.
Yeah.
But that's what's going to happen. And then I'll get to your emails and stuff like that. And then we'll announce it probably on the Jay and Jack show.
Yes. Well, the Jay and Jack show will be twice a week.
Yes.
It will be during the non-loss season. So basically kind of like June through next January, and it's going to cover all sorts of topics, and we have new segments.
And if you guys have a topic you want to talk about, you can give us suggestions on
it.
You can send us an email, and we like it, we'll go with it.
Yeah, and we're definitely open to a lot of new segments. We're going to have one with Cliff.
Yes.
Which will be a lot of fun. It's going to be called A Night with a Pickup Artist. we're going to have the Married Man segment with Warm Taffy himself.
Yes. People love Warren Taffy.
Yes, they do.
And they like Dale, too.
Also, a bit of a premiere or announcement. We haven't said it, but actually, I think Ryan and Jen said on their show. Ryan and Jen from The Transmission are going to be involved doing some segments.
Yes, they are. Oh, they are. They when did they say that?
On The Transmission, like last week's Transmission.
I listened. I didn't hear it.
It was at the end, I think. I'm pretty sure I heard it.
I don't.
Or maybe 2 weeks ago.
I listened 2 weeks ago.
I was
listening at work 2 weeks ago, so I was going back and forth.
Okay.
But yesterday, I don't remember.
It wasn't the recent one, but it was one before.
Either way, Ryan and Jen will have a segment on.
Also, Ralph from the Darmalars will have a segment.
Yeah, we really didn't want him, but he begged us. So
no, we asked him because he is very pop culture-y.
Yes, he's going to be the movie guy, right?
And yes, and we also have a couple other ones. I think Colleen was looking to do maybe a music segment, like an indie music segment, since she worked with internet radio, music radio. She has all those connections still.
Was that new bands?
Yeah, like a new band, like every couple of weeks or so.
Yeah, we're looking for any, if you're a stand-up comic,
mm-hmm.
you can send us your it could be explicit too, because we can put it on the explicit feed. So
yep.
If you're an up-and-coming comic and want to get your
give us a line.
Your
routine out there, just yes. Let us know.
And also, I think we're going to have a gaming segment with Randy. You may have heard him on the MetroBuzz podcast. He's a funny guy, and he's a gaming freak, and he plays video games all the time.
Really?
Yes. And so hopefully it'll all these segments will be a lot of fun, and they won't be like 10,000 segments from other people on one show. They'll be kind of spread out throughout the month's time.
Yes.
And it'll be a fun addition to the Jay and Jack show.
And then we'll still have the semi-ramble cast going. And
well, yeah, I mean, the Versus will be making it to the Jay and Jack show, the five, kind of a new iteration. It's going to be Jay versus Jack each week. We're going to be putting up tallies throughout the whole entire season.
And during football season,
we're going to have a new segment.
New segment. I'm working on getting together a couple guys, and we'll make our picks, you know, during, it'd be like kind of instant in the NFL, we'll make our picks and stuff like that. Maybe yes. We can get a special, someone, you know, someone from the outside coming mm-hmm. in and making picks and stuff like that. Just a lot of fun.
And some of, is some more to add to the Whack Pack?
The Whack Pack, yes. As Axel Foley said.
Maybe some Iron Figgy and Canadian Russ.
Yeah, we're thinking about Canadian Russ, but the problem with Canadian Russ is he has to be dedicated. He has to understand that you have to be there one, if you're going to do it.
The Canadian.
If you knew the Canadian, you'd understand what I'm saying.
So, yeah, that's some news for the Jay and Jack show. I think probably either the first or second week in June that'll be starting up. And that's about it. Anything else you'd like to say, Jack?
That's it.
All right. We're going to go watch Indiana Jones.
In the Temple of Doom.
Oslo, no.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.